This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy, there was a top-of-the-hour news piece about a six-year-old boy in Virginia who shot his teacher. And the teacher allegedly, this little boy allegedly shot his teacher. And the teacher allegedly tried to get the administration to understand that this little boy could possibly have a firearm with him. And so it ended up that the teacher was shot. And it's pretty sad. It's actually very sad. And the school official, somebody said, and this was in the news just now, that the school official didn't think that the six-year-old was hiding a gun because he had little pockets. He had little pockets. Class, I have been to a number of gun shows over the years. I haven't been to one in a long time, years and years and years. But I used to love going to them and talking to the veterans who've been in battles. And I've met some pretty famous people. Carlos Hathcock was one. I met some of the aviators in Boxcar that bombed Japan with an atomic weapon. I met some really interesting people and talked one-on-one with them. It was wonderful. And so I've been to a bunch of gun shows in the East Coast and here in Missouri. And I can tell you for a fact that there's probably not a single gun show that I've been to where I didn't see a little tiny pocket pistol. And they're made, the number one manufacturer of these little tiny pistols is North American Arms. North American Arms. This thing has a 1 1/8 inch or a 1 5/8 inch barrel, depending on which model you get. This thing will fit in the palm of your hand. You know the little watch pocket that you have in your blue jeans, like my Wrangler blue jeans has this little tiny pocket, and you wonder what in the heck it's for. A little tiny pocket. Well, so it's a watch pocket where you can put a watch in your pocket. Well, this gun will fit. This North American Arms pistol, revolver, 5-shot, 22 long rifle cartridge will fit in that little tiny watch pocket. For sure. And if you think that that's the only small firearm that's available, they made one that was a pen. This thing was like the size of a little fatter than a Sharpie, a little fatter than a Sharpie marker, about the same length, and it was sold for years, and you could put it in your shirt pocket, and it looked like a marker made out of stainless steel. It didn't look like a pistol. So what I'm saying is these people who... We hire people who really don't have the complete story. So it looks like, allegedly, the administration wasn't acting upon this teacher saying, I think he's got a gun with him, their words. And evidently he did. Or allegedly he did. Because the teacher's in the hospital. Gunshot. Anyway, so the bottom line is, you ever think that society is melting down? You ever think that maybe there's something in the air or the water or the medicines or the food that we're eating that are making people jump off bridges, jump off buildings, kill themselves, kill other people, random attacks? You ever think that maybe there's something, some chemical additive in either the air, food, water that people are exposed to that's making them crazy? I've been thinking about that. And I think there's something to it. or the medicines that they're on are making them nuts. Because we have lost civility. People are attacking people they didn't even know. I mean, I can almost understand someone who beats you up and, you know, saying, you know, I think I've got a vendetta against that guy. He just beat me up for no reason. Maybe I want to attack him or get him back or, you know, just show him what it's like. Maybe. But people are doing unprovoked attacks all over the United States. If you look at the statistics for homicides, burglaries, robberies, beatings, arsons, they just keep climbing higher and higher and higher. There's got to be something to this. This just doesn't happen by magic. This has got to be by toxins, medicines, something in the water, exposure to television, videos, movies, or all the above. But it's got to stop. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, you know, when I heard that, he said, well, they have small pockets. I mean, I kind of, like, chuckled almost because that was a ridiculous statement to even say that. But it seems, Vince, when we took God out of schools, out of society, when we said that morals don't matter, it really broke down the right and wrong as far as what people knew that, you know, this is a wrong action and you just don't do it, rather than make excuses or not teach people right from wrong. So it's very sad that a six-year-old would even think about doing something like that.
Kathy, I've got a favor to ask of you. If your husband is available, you know, during the next break, would you mind asking him if he has ever seen a North American Arms, you know, one of these little tiny revolvers that I'm talking about? Kathy, this thing is so small that, you know, guys have these big Western belt buckles, you know, and they wear them with their blue jeans. And the belt buckles are, you know, kind of a fancy decorative thing. Typically, they're ovals, but you know the size I'm talking about, right? A large belt buckle, right?
Right.
Well, this North American Arms company sells a belt buckle that holds the revolver on the belt buckle. So it's manufactured out of a grayish metal, sort of like the color of stainless steel. And the pistol is attached to the belt buckle with a quick release. So if you have a 1 inch wide or 1.5 inch wide belt, leather belt, for example, you can attach this belt buckle to your existing leather belt, and this belt buckle will hold the pistol. So there it is, right on your belt buckle. And it's that small that this pistol is part of the belt buckle. For real. And my question is, would you ask your husband, if you don't mind, if he's available, if he's ever seen one of these North American Arms little tiny pistols that you can easily fit in the palm of your hand? It's not your fingers, just the palm of your hand. It would fit right there. It's that small. So we're only talking maybe, I guess, 3 inches long by maybe an inch and a half. It's tiny. And it's five shots. It's got a trigger. It's got a hammer. It's got a buttstock. It's all there. It's got the cylinder. It's got the barrel. It's complete. It's just small. And it uses a 22 long rifle cartridge, actually five of them. So if let me know if you're able to do that during the, you know, next break. So, okay. Kathy, what else do we have that you would like to talk about today? Prices, maybe?
Sure. You know, Vince, this is something that I've really concentrated on the last couple of years. And I do a price book. I have one actually from years ago. I started, I think, back in the late 90s. I kept it. And it's amazing. I am so glad I kept it because I have prices that I can look. I can look at 97, 2000, 2005. I mean, I don't do everything. So it's mostly, like, I would say, let's say, like, the top 50 that I do. But it's been very interesting and money-saving for me to keep track of that. But I think I'm going to just, I was thinking about what we said, Vince, and I think that I'm just going to read some of the things I want people to keep an eye on and how to save money. But some of the price increases, I know that, like, coffee is one. I remember, I think at, let's say, Costco is where I typically get my coffee. I think it was around $9, maybe less than a year ago. It's now $15. And that's for a larger size. I mean, that's not a small one. So if you go into a grocery store, most of those are a lot smaller size. Potatoes, you used to be able to get a 5-pound bag for 99 cents. Now it's about $3.49. It can be $2.99. You know, obviously it depends on where you're at. But I will say this. When you go to buy potatoes, bags of apples or oranges or onions, grab what you think are the largest bags and weigh them. I've noticed a pound difference sometimes in when I weigh my my fruit or vegetables. So I, that's just a tip. I would, you know, recommend that. You know, chips, I don't really buy chips. But here's one. An 8-ounce bag of Ruffles was $5.59. So that's $11 a pound. But I can't believe the price of some of these. And eggs, obviously, you know, eggs are up. My one store, $3.29 now for 12. But I read online that some are $6, $7. I've even saw that the Amish are getting $8. And they're selling their laying hens for $25. Right now, one area. I don't know. I think it was Pennsylvania. They didn't say exactly where they were. A lot of bread, Vince, bagels are $4.79 for 6-count for Thomas. So that's pretty expensive. But my goal is that if you know your prices, then you're not going to get scammed. Because there's a lot of marketing that goes into the ads, the grocery stores, and things are in cycles. Like the last 2 weeks I've looked at the ads, there haven't been that many good sales. So I haven't bought that much. But when you get the one ad that, like, wow, there's maybe 20 things in here that are good prices, that's when you stock up, if you can do it. I've got such a huge pantry now that I really don't have to buy a lot of things when I go to the store. I just go in and say, oh, I need flour, sugar, canned pumpkin or whatever. I've got a stack of it down there. I've got extra coffee. So that's how you save money. You don't just go and say, well, I need a can of coffee. It's $15 now. You should have bought it when they were talking about it going up. Or when they run the sale by 4, by 5, if you can store it. So that, those are some of the things that I would give tips on. But what they're doing, Vincent, you sent me an article. They are reducing the sizes. And if you look at the price per ounce or price per unit, then you can figure out, like, oh, wait a minute, this used to be a pound and now it's 13 ounces. And they're reducing the quantity that's in there. Like, graham crackers used to be, you know, 16 ounces. I think they're 14 ounces now. And you can tell they're skinnier and they're thinner.
Yeah.
So I have a few more of this when we get back.
Yeah. And is ice cream on your list, too?
Oh, yeah, ice cream's on the list, yeah.
Those hosers are taking us every chance they get. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, they're hosing us at every chance they get. And there's shrinkflation. Packages are getting smaller, prices are staying the same or going up, or the prices are going up, and it's in everything. Kathy, you have some more products you want to share with us?
Sure, Vince. One of the things that I noticed before, when we had the whole toilet paper debacle, you know, in 20, you got to look at the amount of sheets on the package per each roll. So they may look the same, but what they're doing now is they're getting less sheets, but they're making it smaller. So now Costco's, and I get theirs, they're 4.5 inches wide by 4 inches. Now others are 4 inches by 3.7. So they're making them skinnier, and the length is long too. But you get more on even on each roll. And Kirkland has their own brand, which is pretty comparable to Charmin. I bought both, compared them, felt them with my hands. I really can't tell the difference, and it's a better value. Yogurt in those small containers, if you look, they're skinnier, and they put like a dome underneath a lot of, or they raise them up to look like there's as much yogurt in them. But if you could go back and see, well, how much were they a year ago or 2 years ago as far as the ounces, it's a lot less. So if you're going to buy the yogurt, just buy the bigger containers when they go on sale. And there again, if you look at the tag on the shelf, it will tell you price per ounce. And so if you look at the little containers, if you're getting six in a package or even individually, it almost always it's cheaper to get the bigger container and just use it that way. And, you know, that way you can use it however you want. You could put it in your own small containers, like a Tupperware or a little Rubbermaid container or something. Ice cream, the same deal. used to be a half a gallon, not a half a gallon anymore. And I think they changed the quality of ingredients in some of it. I'm not a big wheat eater, but I do once in a while have it, or people will say it just tastes different or it tastes funny. The other one.
Let's talk about ice cream for just a second. Let's talk about ice cream. You know, Dr. Joel Wallach, I've had meals with him. He's been to our house. And he talks about vitamin I, and that stands for ice cream. And he likes, that's his term, vitamin I. And I don't know if he says it publicly very much, but he likes vanilla ice cream. And, you know, ice cream is, even the president likes ice cream. And sometimes they even call him Two Scoop. That's a nickname for a president, Two Scoop. Not my nickname, I've just read that. But anyway, ice cream, yeah, it's kind of nice. But here's the interesting thing about ice cream. It used to come in gallons and half gallons. So a gallon is 128 ounces, half gallon is 64 ounces. So you get a half gallon carton, cardboard carton, wax lined with ice cream in it. And then they improved the size. It's to 56 ounces. And then they improved the size again to 48 ounces. Just like coffee. You used to buy a pound of coffee. Then it was 14 ounces, 13 ounces. And you know, now it's like 10 and a half, 11 ounces, 11 and a half ounces is considered a can of coffee. And if you buy Lavazza and you open up what looks like a pound coffee can, it's only halfway filled because it's got way, way less than 10 ounces in there. So as far as ice cream is concerned, they've done something really interesting. They have added an ingredient that you cannot patent, air. They've added 54% of the ice cream is now air. Literally, they've fluffed it up. So when you let ice cream melt, it's weird. It is not what you would expect from 1950, 1960, 1970. It's not like that. It's this foamy stuff. Ice cream's about 54% air. It's more than half. So if you're wondering why ice cream, for those of you who may have been a baby boomer or are a baby boomer, and you wonder, you know, I don't think this ice cream container is as large as it used to be. It's not. I don't think this ice cream is as heavy as it used to be per mass. It's not. It's lighter because it's pumped up with air. What a great idea. Selling air in cartons. And there's one other thing. When we come back, let's talk about Walmart and curbside pickup and what they're doing.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. More fallout in Virginia after a six-year-old child shot a teacher earlier this month. The Newport News School Board is getting rid of their superintendent, George Parker, after the boy allegedly snuck a gun into an elementary school and shot his teacher. On several occasions that day before the shooting, school officials missed opportunities to disarm the pupil when rumors of the child having a gun were met with inactions. Diane Toscano is the attorney for the victim, Abigail Zverner.
Abby was a cheery young woman with a big heart and loved educating young people. She had a very bright future and a career she loved. Today, she's between surgeries and physical therapy appointments with a career in question.
The Commerce Department released their GDP report Thursday morning. U.S. economic growth cooled slightly to 2.9% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That ends a year of high inflation and rising interest rates. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When are today's hot? Last day. God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. You know, Kathy in class, I was talking with our son, and sometimes we use the Chinese factory outlet, curbside pickup. And they used to have a policy whereby, let's say you ordered their house brand. And we'll say ice cream, for example. So you ordered their house brand of ice cream, and let's say, I'll just pick a number. Let's say it were a dollar. Now, of course, it's not. But if they didn't have it, and you clicked on the app, on the online order application, that you would allow substitutions. So you want their house brand of ice cream, it's a dollar, and you want it in vanilla, and you check that it's okay with you if they substitute. And they didn't have the house brand at a dollar, but they had Blue Bunny, and it's $2. They would substitute it for you, and you would get what you ordered at the house brand price, which is what you agreed to pay. Well, they've changed that. And now what they do So they've gotten you accustomed to ordering something that's out of stock. They let you order it and they substitute it for something similar but more expensive, but don't charge you the more expensive price. Well, the new improved model that our son has seen is they substitute it if you agree to substitutions and charge you the higher price for the substituted item. So you order the $1 ice cream and they don't have it, so they substitute for the $2 or $3 ice cream and then they charge you $2 or $3. That's the new improved model. Be careful, class. Be careful. So we now have a business model where items are being sold online that they don't necessarily have by the time you get there. And you may end up buying something and paying more for something that you really wouldn't have bought in the first place. That's what they're doing. Kathy, any comments? We've got Herman in Nevada on hold.
Just real quick, Ben, I know people are complaining about the dented cans, too. A lot of people that are ordering the delivery to have things delivered, or, you know, they pick up, some things they're saying, especially more expensive, like the meat and things like that, they're just going in themselves because they're all dented. So I don't know if people they're trying to get rid of them if they're dented that way, or if they're just being tossed around or dropped. I'm not sure of the reason, but I have read that, Ben.
Okay, well, it's absolutely true. No question about it. I would say 25% of the time, whether it be Sam's Club or whether it be the Chinese factory outlet, whether it's shipping, you know, if you have an order of $35 or more, the Chinese factory outlet will ship. And so I might buy cans, you know, a case of cans of, let's say, vegetables, for example. And they will pack as many as three cases of canned vegetables in a box. And then the guys and gals are trying to lift these, you know, UPS and whoever delivers them, they're really heavy. And they drop them. I don't think they intentionally throw them around, but they get banged up. The cans get banged up. And there's no question about it. So then the question is, do you want to call the Chinese factory outlet and or complain, or do it on the internet and complain? If you don't complain, they're going to get away with it. If you do complain, they're probably going to raise their prices. So we lose either way. But you know what? My take is complain, and maybe they'll straighten up their act. But it happens a lot with Sam's Club, a lot. So, for example, if I'm going to order, I've ordered Gatorade in the past in this great big cardboard canister, the size of like an oatmeal canister. And what happens is it comes dented, and the seal's broken. So what I do is I order only one thing at a time. Whatever it is, I only order one. So if I'm going to order, let's say I wanted to get two Gatorades, you know, at $11 each, I'll order it twice. I'll space the order a couple hours apart, so they'll pack it and ship it, and it'll be just one item in the box to get beat up, rather than two items in the box beating each other up. That's what I do. Herman in Nevada, welcome. You're on with Kathy.
Good morning, Vincent. Good morning, Kathy. I called about the importance of looking on the labels, which Kathy always reminds us to do, the importance of checking things as simple as ketchup do not contain the main ingredient, high fructose corn syrup. As you know, it's made with GMO corn, which has glyphosate in it. And I'd like to know if Kathy could expand upon that a little bit. Also on coffee, I stick with straight organic, and I think Kathy knows this product. It's a Kroger brand, Simple Truth Organic. I look for that every time I go shopping. In the coffee, even though I have like long-term storage, Franklin, freeze-dried, and I know you buy it in the big cans, and I remember as a kid growing up, my mother had Folgers and MJB, but they use chemicals to process that I think are very dangerous. But you took me back to the North American Arms 22 Derringer 5-shot. I had that in 22 Magnum, and it has a cylinder that you can swap out for the 22 long rifle. But I didn't like it because the trigger had no guard and it was single action. So I swapped it for, and you should look this up, American Derringer double action 38 Special. It is a breakdown over an underbarrel, like a hunting shotgun, and they're fabulous. But you bring back my memories as a kid when I had that. But but without a trigger guard, any revolver or pistol is inherently dangerous. But can you talk about the importance of label shopping, Kathy, and avoiding high fructose corn syrup? And I usually have a rule. If I can't pronounce the ingredient in the contents of the can or whatever, I don't buy it.
That's a great rule, and I subscribe to it and endorse it.
Herman, was your question the label? I didn't get the first question about the labels. Like,
okay,
reading
so
your labels, is that what you...
Yeah, my point is this. It's so funny. Every time friends come over, they look in my fridge at the ketchup or whatever, and I use the organic ketchup. It's another Simply Truth, Kroger brand, where the first ingredient is tomato, not high fructose corn syrup. The same goes especially with people that like to have what they think is maple syrup, like Aunt Jemima or whatever. It's not. It's like honey is now a trade name. It's not even honey. If you could talk a little bit about the importance of taking your reading glasses and looking at the label on the back, because if you're buying coffee that has chemicals in the roasting process, it's dangerous. And even though it's a little bit more to get the organic, I think it's much more healthy in the long run, especially regarding high fructose corn syrup. And Vincent, you can talk about the glyphosate that they use, Roundup, that they use to make the GMO corn. Your thoughts.
Kathy, would you like to go first?
Well, I totally agree. I spend more time in the grocery store than I probably should, but I agree. I buy organic whenever I possibly can. Sometimes I can't or I can't find it, but like, let's say one example is like Libby has had canned pumpkin and they had it all marked down 99 cents a can on the label and the ingredients. It just says pumpkin. There's nothing else in it. So it's just pumpkin. Now organic would be better, but I think you do what you can with the amount of, money that you have. And I agree with you with ketchup. I mean, why do you want to have like high fructose corn syrup or soybean oil, like if it's in the Miracle Whip or whatever? Sometimes if you just look at the ingredients, my understanding is the first ingredient is the largest amount, and then it goes down increasingly. Now, sometimes I will, if I can't afford the organic, if it's down, like if it's less than 2% and it's not the greatest ingredient, I may get that. But to me, cooking from scratch is the best. If you open my freezer right now, most everything in my freezer is corn that I took off the cob and I froze it, my raspberries, strawberries, my parsley, organic broccoli, you know, the meat, my own homemade applesauce. You were talking about syrup. I buy the 100% maple syrup. I typically get it from like Costco or Sam's has organic maple syrup. It's just syrup. It's not corn solids or it's not sugar water. So you are what you eat, and I think that's so important. And if you can cook from scratch, it tastes so much better, even making your own bread. When you make your own bread, it's only got maybe 5 or 6 ingredients. You look at a loaf of bread from the grocery store, it might have 20 ingredients. So what are all those chemicals doing to you? So, yes, I totally agree, Herman. I do read the labels. Look at a container of, like, your powdered, like, Coffee Mate type thing. The first ingredient, I think, is corn syrup or corn solid. It's not even milk. It's something totally different. So you're not going to feel good, in my opinion, if you eat the other stuff. So I just say stick to basics. You know, I make my own beans in a crock pot. Not that you can't buy the can, but it's fine if they're organic. But I can get a pound of organic beans much cheaper. I make a big pot. They don't last all that long, but maybe 3 days, 4, but I'll take half of it and I'll put them in the freezer. And then I just thaw them and then I've got them ready if I want to make a pot of chili or a pot of soup. So I'm in the kitchen a lot, but to me it's worth it. You know, both my husband and I have been healthy. You know, he's in his 70s, I'm in my 60s, and we really don't go to the doctor for anything. And I just attribute it to my garden and being active and eating healthy. And so sorry I went on a run on long sentence, Herman, but that's my feelings on that.
No, that's great. You know, I bought a couple of years ago the local Smith's Grocery was having a case sale, and I sent my ranch hand every day with his box truck, and I said, buy the maximum of everything you can get. And luckily the manager there knows me, and I'm a very good customer. And we bought a lot of stuff that I will never eat, the Rice-A-Roni products and, you know, the pasta noodles and, you know, all the different mixes and all that. And I didn't buy any of that for me. I bought that in case I have to feed starving people, and I see that coming. I think we're very close to World War III in Ukraine and Russia and NATO. That's another whole story. But I bought all that stuff so that I would have something to share with people, because when I eat it, I do feel sick. All my pasta is from Italy, and it's all organic. And all my pasta sauces, which I make fresh like you do, because I have a huge garden. And right now my greenhouses are just amazing, the way I designed them on those cattle panels, Vincent.
Herman, I've got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
So Italian pasta, and I called Kathy months and months and months ago, and I recommended that she consider buying Member's Mark Italian pasta. It's the house brand. It's pasta from Italy. And I said, you won't believe this. This is probably the finest pasta, you know, spaghetti noodles in the world. That was my opinion. And I said, but you can't go by the directions on how long it takes to cook it. It takes at least twice as long to cook it, because it's different. It's different from the American brands of pasta. But it tastes way better, and it has like one ingredient. And it's extraordinary. Are you finding the same thing, that your Italian manufactured pasta takes longer to cook?
Yes, it's the semolina without GMO corn, without GMO wheat.
That's right. That's right. All right, we'll be right back.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So here's a question that I have for Kathy and Herman. Well, you know, we used to do what many people did or still do, and that's buy eggs at the store. You know, white eggs. And we've been raising chickens for probably since 1989. Rhode Island Reds, mostly. And Rhode Island Reds lay eggs that are brown in color. The shells are brown in color. The rest looks about the same, except the yolks are darker than the eggs that you get from the supermarket, the white eggs. Recently, I bought some cream leg bar chickens. And they're more rare than a Rhode Island Red. And they lay blue eggs. Slightly smaller. And, you know, the shell is blue. There's no question about it. It's like if they were dyed powder blue or sky blue. That's the color of these eggs. I have noticed that when I make breakfast, I go first for the blue eggs. They're my absolute first choice. They taste slightly different to me as compared with a Rhode Island red brown egg or tan egg or an orange brown egg. And I noticed that the chickens, the Rhode Island Reds, kind of hang out with the Rhode Island Reds. The cream leg bars hang out with cream leg bars. And they scratch around in different areas. And I'm wondering if the food that they find naturally is slightly different. I mean, they're both looking for grubs and worms and, you know, those kinds of things, as well as grass. They eat the grass, too. I wonder if their diet is slightly different, and that causes the eggs to be slightly different. Kathy, have you ever tried blue eggs versus Rhode Island Red brown eggs or some other brown eggs?
I have, Vince. Two of my neighbors have chickens, and they give me eggs. And it was cute. The one she gave me an 18 count. There was brown eggs. There was the blue eggs. And then there was almost like a bluish green egg. And she had them all in rows. So I have tried them, and they're very good. And I didn't forget about your question about my husband, but he's not home. I thought he'd be home by now.
Okay.
So I'll get you that information when he gets home. Sorry.
Yeah, and in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a special. And in 2 weeks, Kathy and I are going to talk about the first Great Depression. And we're doing research for this. And we're combining the research with the firsthand stories that we have heard from our parents and grandparents. So what we found out, and Kathy and I have talked about this on the phone privately, we have found out that the stories that we heard from our parents and grandparents are exactly like the stories that are from published diaries of people who lived through the first Great Depression as well. And we're going to combine our stories from our separate families, what we have been told, as compared to what the diaries are telling us. And I think it's going to be riveting. And that will be in a couple of weeks on a Thursday. So that's the plan, should we get our research done in time. But, so Kathy, did you notice a difference in the taste, more subtle, softer taste from the blue eggs as compared to the tan eggs, brown eggs?
Yeah, I did, Ben. I did like them. I prefer them if I can get them. But I did notice a difference, yes. And,
very well.
You know, Vince, I have one quick comment, and then I'll let Herman answer. And back to what I was saying about diet, one of the things that happened to me, like, probably 20 years ago, maybe 25, is I knew a person who had colon cancer and fought it for 10 years, and it was the most excruciating thing that I saw. And this person was a wonderful person, but she was overweight and she just ate fast food and so much junk food. But the last 10 years of her life were a living hell. And I remember thinking back then, like, I don't want to ever have to go through this. So I always ate fairly healthy, but I really ramped it up after witnessing what I witnessed. So I did want to make that my perspective, and that's why I said what I said a few minutes ago.
So Robert Allen said a class, he did a commercial on buying real estate, and he said, you know, how to invest in real estate. If you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do, and don't do it. So if you don't want to be fat, watch what fat people do, and don't do it. And if you don't want to, be wrinkled from smoking, as smokers are all wrinkled up, if they smoke for a while, if you don't want to look like that, don't do it. If you don't want to die from cancer, do what people who have cancer, don't do what people who have cancer do. Herman, what about the eggs? Have you noticed the difference?
I have blue, green, all different shades of tan and brown and white. And the way I found out that's true is I separate them out in different egg cartons, and then I make them in a separate pan with a little butter or maybe sometimes olive oil. And there is a definite difference. Also, keep your eyes open for a Winco generator like you got, Lou. One of our county commissioners needs one for his Mahindra tractor.
Yeah, yeah. And Lou, from what I can tell, Lou is just delighted with this 25 kVA PTO powered 240-volt generator. It is spectacular.
Yeah,
same one we
says.
Have. I'm sorry, what was that?
That's what he says. We talk often. It's wonderful.
Lou is something else. He is a wonderful, wonderful friend. I hope you all have friends as kind as Lou and Herman and Kathy and Rich and Kyle and Sharon and Bert and Greg and Sergey.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.